Welcome to Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 2nd. We should not resist God. See that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escaped not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. For our God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:25-29. Annie looked at the fire that Mr. Cook had built for their Sunday school class's hot dog roast. She tried to get closer with her stick, but the fire was still too hot. She was hungry, and this was going to take a long time. It was a good 10 minutes before the roaring fire had died down enough for Annie and her friends to get near enough to roast their hot dogs. When she finally squatted down nearby and stuck her hot dog over the hot embers, Annie glanced down at her shoes. The tips of her sneakers were a little bit melted. Wow! Annie's shoes weren't fire-resistant. That means they weren't able to stand up against the heat of the fire. The toes were melted. It's a good thing that she stayed as far away from the fire as she did. Did you know that God describes himself in his word as a consuming fire? Consuming means it burns up everything it touches and cannot be put out. That's pretty strong language to describe God, isn't it? But it probably doesn't even come close to how powerful and glorious and holy God really is. Human language could never express everything that God is, but Hebrews 12:25-29 uses very strong words to describe him. As the one that speaketh from heaven, as him whose voice then shook the earth, and God is a consuming fire. Hebrews 12:25-29 starts out with, See that ye refuse not him that speaketh. That him there is referring to God, and the command is that we're not supposed to refuse him and his word. Why? Because this is the kind of God he is. The kind of God who speaks from heaven, the kind of God whose voice shakes the earth, and the kind of God who is a consuming fire. No one can stand up to God and get away with it. Have you ever met someone who wanted to be God-resistant? We shouldn't resist God. Standing up against God is not only sinful, but it's also useless and foolish. He is the God who created you by the power of his word, and his word has not lost any of its power since then. We should not resist or refuse his word. Instead, we should pray for grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Do you know who God resists? James 4 teaches us that God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. If you really believe that our God is a consuming fire, you will humbly pray for his grace to help you please him with your life. Our God is a consuming fire, and we should pray for grace to please him. Do I try to stand up against God? What's my attitude like toward the Word of God? Am I proud, or am I praying in humility for grace to please such a great God? This has been Kids for Truth Devotionals for October 2nd.